Hey everybody, Josh here. First thing, I wanted to thank you for the success of this audio podcast. I know it can be difficult sometimes because you do not have the video visuals. So if there's anything I can do to make this listening experience better, please just let me know. On the other hand, we live in times of great uncertainty. From false flags, major cataclysms, to the next pending cyber attack that could empty the grocery store shelves and turn off the power. Whatever it may be, we need to be prepared. I've been using My Patriot Supply for some time now. They have amazing products, great prices, and everything you need to survive the next globalist fear campaign. You can visit them at redpills.tv/patriot. That is redpills.tv/patriot. And just remember, supporting them is supporting us. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. I am Josh, that is Vince, that is Batty over there, and the lovely Candace Taylor again with us tonight. She is running for governor of Georgia on the Republican ticket against the horrible man out there, Vernon Jones, who Batty's just been hammering all week. And, you know, I actually, it's interesting. I've been getting a lot of messages from people like, why is Vernon Jones so bad? Well, I'm going to tell you. Batty's going to tell you why Vernon Jones is so bad here in a little bit. But this is the Red Pill Project's Daily Dose, live with you Monday through Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is where we bring you the front seats of the unfolding global conspiracy, and a conspiracy it definitely is. One of the things that we've been trying to do a lot here lately is bring in grassroots candidates, candidates that have a really, really strong message. They're very, very strong on voter integrity and getting these recounts and all these things done out there. And I'll tell you, the strongest candidate that I've seen so far, and I don't mean to blow her horn over here, but this lady right here, Candace Taylor, is just absolutely amazing. The things that she's accomplishing and getting done is just unimaginable. If you, in Georgia, I'm telling you, if you want someone to represent you in your state as governor, you want this lady. You don't want a guy who 6 months ago was a Democrat, whose campaign manager says, I only help get conservatives elected, and then points to his Democrat buddy, okay? You want this lady right here who is born and raised a conservative, all right? And so, Candace, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here. This is like my favorite show. I just want to come on here all the time.
Well, you're more than welcome to come
on here. And Vince is like, no telling what she's fixing to say.
It's true. It gets you spicy never know. Sometimes. There's a lot of passion and fire.
But, hey. It's true. Well, and you know what? They can say, I got it from Trump. I like to mean tweet.
You like the mean
tweet. Me too. I try to hold myself back. Like, for example, I'll say this here because I hadn't done this, but there's somebody that's running against me that has this woman that's so horrid. She's horrid, okay? And she's kind of been a bully to some teenagers, and she's terrible. And I want to type, I'll type something, and then I want to say at the end, and wash your hair. And I go back and reverse it out. And then I'll type something else, I'm like, and get some shampoo. And then I type it back out. And I don't actually say it, but I want to say it so bad.
Mm-hmm. You want like me to therapy, say it? Like a therapy type thing. Write the letter out. It's like supposed to be a therapy, you know?
Yeah.
But don't send it.
How many drafts do you have?
How many drafts do you have?
Yeah, a bunch. And if you saw her hair, you would understand.
Yeah, after all of this, we'll like when she is governor, we'll just have her post all of her old drafts when they're all in jail.
Well, it's interesting. So we had Ben Stewart, which is he's a documentary film artist. He's a host on multiple Gaia shows. We had him on last Friday on one of our other shows. And I was talking to him today, and there's this trend happening right now in the world where all media is starting to decentralize away from the mainstream and move towards this small little podcast or homegrown user-generated content level of entertainment. I mean, Twitter and, well, not Twitter, but TikTok and stuff like that are becoming the norm, YouTube. And so it's quite interesting what is happening here. And that's what we're seeking to do. We're seeking to be here as this place for people like Candace to come in and be able to talk freely, not to be censored, to say what they want to say and not have someone go in there and edit it later and bring it back together, misconstrue it, and throw it back out there. Or
not post it.
Right, or yeah. Not post it. Or
the truth is too spicy for some people, apparently.
Yeah, but when she has a letter that she wants to post or something that she wants to put out there, then not even have people that agree with her viewpoint say, oh, I'm sorry, we can't put this out there. See, we're not about that because we believe in free speech. We believe with, you know, getting information out to the people and letting the people decide.
America.
100.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Do we still have America right now?
Well, you know, what's interesting is, I think it's a good place to start, is yesterday in the Gateway Pundit, they were talking about the hand count in the Arizona recount ends today. And then just like clockwork, we wake up and Twitter had gone and basically suspended every single one of these accounts from the Arizona audit, which is quite concerning. Now, I'm not saying that it's concerning in the sense that, hey, look, you know, Twitter's, you know, fighting disinformation. It's concerning in the sense is that this is a state-operated, mandated recount in Arizona. These profiles are reporting the actual news coming from this state-ran audit. And I did use some curse words here, I'm sorry. But Twitter goes ahead and deletes and suspends these main pages that were putting this information out there. Now,
yeah.
If you're a liberal out there, that should concern you, because if they can do it to us, they can definitely do it to you. And all it takes is a position that you're strong on that they disagree with, and you're next.
But they don't care as long as it's not them. And that's right. And that's the thing. It's not about a Republican conservative issue. This is an American issue. Mm-hmm. And if we do not secure our vote and make it legal, we're going to lose our whole country, because it isn't a republic anymore. It isn't going to elect someone. It is an appointment. It is a pick you up, put you here. You're now the dictator. You're now the king or the queen. Mm-hmm. And that's not America.
Nope.
And we're at a place right now, a put up or shut up. Either we're going to do it. We're getting an audit. We're not stopping. It's going to happen everywhere. And we're going to seal our country back to 1776 without all the trash, or we're going to lose our whole country.
Yep. You know, yeah, it's an interesting point. Josh Barnett was on last Tuesday, and he said 30 to 60 days. He goes, Arizona, we will know 100% 30 to 60 days. They're working on getting the router information. And it was interesting because I come from cybersecurity, so I was asking about the router information because they already have a certain amount of information that they validated through the audit. And I said, yeah, you're just waiting for the router information to kind of draw those lines of blame to say if it was negligence or so forth. And he goes, yeah, but here goes, you know, what if we already had that information? We just needed to legally obtain it. And I said, I got you. And he goes 30 to 60 days. And now we're seeing everything ramp up from the CDC requiring mask mandates, this Delta variant running rapid, which, did you guys see this today? CDC.
I missed it.
Oh my God. All right.
Oh.
I wrote an article the other day named "The COVID Vaccine is the Delta Variant." The CDC today reverses course. Fully vaccinated Americans are now asked to wear masks indoors in places with substantial or high transmission, including schools, again. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says, new data shows breakthrough cases of vaccinated individuals can have as much virus to shed and spread as an unvaccinated person. This is exactly what I've been saying. Candace, I've been going out there and I've been compiling all the data, and this is legitimate data from governments and from actual credited sources showing that what's being reported in the media is actually disinformation and false information and incorrectly reported information. So they're reporting like one country has 95% of their Delta variant cases are caused by the Delta variant, but they have 3% vaccinated. This is atrocious. But what they don't tell you is that country has 60 million in their population. There's 205 Delta variant cases. Okay? And then compared to the UK, who has 35,000 Delta variant cases with 65% vaccinated. And all the Delta variant cases that are coming about are coming from heavily centralized cities with vaccinated population.
That are vaccinated.
And now the CDC's confirming exactly what I've been saying this whole time, or what we've been saying. And so this is scary, because now the government comes out today and says, well, all government employees have to get vaccinated. On the same day, the DOJ says they can legally do that. Now, what are your thoughts on mandatory vaccinations, at least prescribed from private industry and the federal government?
Y'all don't know what happened to me last week, but I was on Stu Peters. And I came out and I said, no mask and no vaccine. And I didn't say mandates. Mm-hmm. I meant mandates. I thought that was understood. I would never mandate the vaccine. I would never mandate the mask. And I think Stu wanted to take it a step further because he knows what the research shows. And he's concerned about 45,000 people that have died because of the shot is what the research he was telling me. Mm-hmm. And as he was telling me that, he said, if you were the governor, would you put a halt to those vaccines if it was killing people? And I said, if that research is correct, then I would have a concern. The FDA did not actually vet this out. I would not want to have population control in Georgia. And I got crucified last week. And they were like, well, what if we want it? And what if we want to wear a mask? And are you going to arrest us for wearing a mask? I'm like, heck no.
No.
But don't arrest me for not wearing one. But if you're going to carry and you want constitutional carry, it's illegal to have a mask on. And I've seen people carrying guns in Georgia with masks on. And that's illegal. So you can't have it both ways. And I just don't understand the common sense.
That, and the question wasn't about a mask. It was, he asked you and you said that you wouldn't mandate if the vaccine was killing people.
Right.
Well, you should get me on his show. I'll bring some facts to him. You know,
I'm going to light him up on Twitter.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, it wasn't Stu. Stu, his interview was great.
Okay.
It was after I posted it, the people all over social media crucified me. No, Stu did great. He was excellent.
Well, you know
it
what
was
that
the
was.
People.
They're not real.
So, I was about to mention that.
So, Candace, during the 2020 presidential election, former General McChrystal, okay, highly integrated into the intelligence web and spider web of the deep state, the one that Hastings called out, and then Hastings died a few weeks later of a really big accident, car crash. But Hastings comes out and joins the Democrats, the Democratic Party, and Democrat Party, not Democratic, Democrat Party, and brings in something known as defeat disinfo. And you can, you guys can find this out there if you do a search for it, defeat disinfo, I think it's .com. And you pull it up, and what it is a DARPA technology, a technology developed by our military and the U.S. federal government through Project DARPA, okay? That's an artificial intelligence that integrates into blue checkmark social media platforms, into accounts, including regular accounts. And any time that a politician or any influencer on the counter narrative side produces some content, it comes out there with a whole bunch of pre-responded responses, plus it comes out there with massive conjecture and just blows up. Like, exactly what you just said. Well, what if we want to wear masks? And what if we want to do this? This is exactly what this AI is made for. And I'm telling you that you are probably a victim to this exact process because it's been blown up all throughout social media right now. We're seeing it all over the place.
Yeah. Well,
which is why, like, when you make posts, like, it's really important to, especially if it's important information, it's really important to, like, word it correctly. Like, sometimes my stuff doesn't really make sense because I write it backwards. Like, especially on TikTok, because I've been banned 17 times, but, like, the AI instantly picks it up. So even a screenshot of an article they don't want spreading, I have to put a filter over it, and then if I'm going to write something on the screen, I write it backwards. Like, if I was going to say Maricopa County audit, I would say audit, put like some weird symbol for the T, and then, you know, audit Maricopa County backwards so the AI doesn't pick it up instantly, because they will instantly shadow ban it if you put these trigger words in there.
Yeah.
And so yeah, for everybody, go ahead, Vince, sorry.
I was going to say on the AI thing, I haven't validated this personally, but people have been saying that there seems to be some kind of AI algorithm, if you will, where they are posing as doctors, copy pasting the same statement to make it seem.
I actually have this.
Came out of the ER and hospitals are getting full.
So this is the same AI. This is exactly what it was designed for. I just put the link in there so you guys can all check it out. This is a Fox News article. Dems deploying DARPA-funded AI-driven information warfare tool to target pro-Trump accounts. This is a highly integrative AI, and what it literally does is it goes out there, and just like you can sign in like with your single sign-on, with a, you know, log into an account. This is what it does. It uses your single sign-on to log into an account, and it uses that account to basically provide counter-narrative to anything that it wants. And it can be designed with keywords, and it can function in the sense of post relation. So it's hashtags, keywords, or if the post is popular and it's getting a lot of popularity, it'll go out of there, pull the keywords out of that post, develop a counter-narrative, and start providing all the links and the evidence. And like what Vince is saying right now is, I actually think I have this on my Twitter page with the links of the doctors who have all the same postings over and over and over again. And I'm looking forward to see if I can pull it up real quick, because I was just looking at that yesterday. I thought I republished it. CJ Pearson.
Which is why, like, you have been stuck at 12K on Twitter forever. Like, we need to make you a second account that's disassociated with your number that just retweets everything that you post.
Well, it would probably go up faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they'll eventually find her, because what happens with me is I cannot get past 4,900. Every time I hit 5,000, I go right back down to 4,500 and I have to start all over again. Legitimately. And Twitter's been doing this ever since they suspended my last account.
And you know, I'm about 12,000 on Telegram too, and on Facebook, I think I'm around 11. So it's like all hovering around the same.
And you won't grow from
and
that.
I have different supporters on all of them. Like, very few of them are on the same one.
Yep, you won't grow from that. They're gonna keep on suppressing you just like that, 100%. And I
which
can't
is okay.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing, is that's why we need alternative media. That's why we need platforms like this.
Something's got to be done about that.
Yeah, and I mean, even like Lynn's Telegram, he'll have like, Lynn Wood, you know, he'll have like 850, right at 900,000, and then it went down to like 830, then it was at like 840, now it's about at 33. I'm like, it's crazy how it fluctuates like that.
Well, Telegram, we just found out, is firstly, the CEO of Telegram was on that massive exploit from the NSO company out of Israel, the one that was spying on everybody. So they had this this tool that they got from, you know, those other people in the intelligence community, which basically integrated on the people's phones and allowed you to geo-track them, find them in real time. And so far, two of the names on the list have been attributed to murders that happened. Kagashi was one of them from Saudi Arabia. Another was a Mexican reporter that was killed by the cartel. And this is being, they're directing this that there's more people, and the CEO of Telegram was on that list as well. And now we're seeing that Telegram is even coming out and suppressing and censoring people. And so this is why I say is decentralized news and media is the most important thing in the world right now. And
it is.
It's what we're working towards. We're working to get peer-to-peer network servers to get all of this off of big tech.
And you know what, Josh, really, what I'm seeing, even, and I'll say shit with any of the people I've been on with, but I'm seeing a lot of you guys go on each other's media, mm-hmm. and then y'all are borrowing from each other, and it really helps build your conservative base because the conservatives want somewhere to go. It's like if you go on Stu Peters or you go on with Doug Billings and then they come on here, then you kind of share each other's conservative people, which is great. And I mean, I think if y'all would network like that, it would build y'all faster.
I would love to do that. And I've reached out to my share, but I guess I'm just a handful. I don't know. The only show I guess can handle me is my own, because every time that I start saying, hey, you want interested to share shows, no one ever invites me on theirs. I don't know.
Well, I'll help you, Josh. I'll help you. Because I have, they will have you on there. They will.
They're probably afraid of what I'm going to say.
Nah. But yeah, but seriously, like, this is what we have to have. This is how I've grown so much. I've grown from being on conservative media like this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I did like 13 shows in 2 days, and it's like I boomed after that. And I really, Batty said this the last time I was on here, that she had a dream that I just told the media kind of kissed my butt. I wasn't going to go on media. And I kind of was telling Lynn Wood that. I was like telling him about that, you dreaming that. And I said, I really just don't even want to go on mainstream media, because that is what people, they raise millions of dollars to do a campaign because they give it all to mainstream media for commercials. Yep. And so do you know who makes money off campaigns? Mainstream media.
Yep.
And so it takes all this money to run, and then they make all the money, and they're so corrupt. So then they're controlling mm-hmm. the narrative. They're controlling who wins. It's like this machine that is just this vicious cycle. And at some point, when are we going to say no more?
Exactly. There needs to be.
I love that.
Needs to be massive reform within campaign finance. Firstly, I say this every single time. Get rid of the lobby. Get rid of foreign governments and corporations' influence in elections. Right there. That thing alone will change the whole country's perspective on voting.
Yeah, and I love that. Like, I think that if you can just show everybody that you didn't need millions of dollars and to be... I said this last night on the podcast. I said... Because I got on here and lit it up. But I said, do you think that a Democrat, Vernon Jones, woke up 2 weeks ago and decided he wanted to be a Republican and somehow got on CPAC? And if Candace Taylor was ever on CPAC, they wouldn't have aired it. They wouldn't have aired it. You would have networks pulling out if they put people like you and Chad Prather and all of these people on CPAC. And so we're going to have to hunt for you guys, but there's great grassroots candidates out there. And it is ridiculous if people are not standing behind you and they're just taking whatever's right in front of their face. They have to disconnect with this whole Trump, you know, endorse them. Trump did this. Don't worry about what Trump did. Free think. Think for yourself. Look at the facts. Investigate every person thoroughly and not just on the surface of what they're... I'm so tired of people, especially liberals. Liberals say openly that they voted for Joe Biden off of policy and they didn't like Joe, but it was his policies that they went by over Trump. Well, of course you're going to say that because his policies are left-leaning. but you're not looking at the person. And I see so many conservatives doing that right now. And it's okay, as long as you're aware that you need to change it and do something different, because these candidates that are dangling in front of you with the media, they are not the people. Do not trust the media like that.
Well, it's a celebrity mindset. They think that somebody's a celebrity and they just bow down to them. Mm-hmm. This is not Hollywood. Our government is not Hollywood. Our government is serious. It is serious business. It is your freedom. It is, do you want to be able to go and buy a car? Do you want to be able to follow your passion and have a job and have the American dream of millions of dollars? Do you want your children to play outside without being shot? Do you want to live in America? Quit worrying about a celebrity. I'm not a celebrity, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be a millionaire on the backs of the taxpayer people. I want to work hard and be rewarded for hard work. That's it. We have got to get away from this mentality of career politicians, establishment politicians, and we get attached to them. And who raised the most money? If you don't raise the most money, you're not viable. I mean, I'm tired of hearing viability in a candidate. If you meet the stipulations in the Constitution, you're viable.
There you go.
I'm tired of hearing that. It is a problem, and it's a mindset that the GOP and the people who've been GOP for all these years, they have a disease in their mind with this. Yep. It's a precondition. It is like they are programmed like robots.
It's all about the money. You said it. It's all about the money. Follow the money. If you want to know who's going to win the next election, find out who's drawing in the most money and spending the most money on marketing and advertising. Now, you go back to the media aspect of it, right? Were they spending these millions of dollars? They're spending it with the media. Well, this is a full circle that many people don't understand how this cycle works. Is the people's money, the way campaign finance laws are, is you can't necessarily just take that money, run with it, and say, oh, my money now, I didn't win that, right? But campaign finance laws basically restrict that. But what happens is you spend all these millions of dollars on media and advertising, then those media and advertising moguls take that, they bring it to some NGO or philanthropic organization, and they funnel that right back in through those people's pockets with speaking engagement, book deals, and all these other things. This is how this operation, this laundering operation, or Hunter Biden's new thing, selling my painting and artwork for $500,000 to Chinese business investors who are now going to get a one-hour call with daddy, right?
Money laundering.
It's massive money laundering campaign.
It is.
And that's what politics
is. And I'll tell you something else I found out. They call them political consultants, which obviously I don't have one, but they're not the campaign manager, because that you pay the organization and your schedule and all that. But these consultants, they take and they get you a deal with this station to actually do your commercial. Then they go and they negotiate a deal for ad time. And you may spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in a contract, and then the company gives this person money back on the back end. Mm-hmm. So you're paying them and they're paying them. Mm-hmm. And these people are multimillionaires.
You know what
and
that
they have
like?
So much power in the political world because they control everything. The media bows down to them because they choose how much airtime they pay the media for. And then the politician feels like they have to have them to negotiate the deal. It is a joke.
Yep.
You know what 100%. That sounds like, Candace? Sounds like a Hollywood agent.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And back to Hollywood. We're back to that celebrity mindset. We need normal people to go serve and come home. Period. I don't want an actor. I don't want a celebrity. I want a real man or a real woman to go serve and come home. I'm tired of the good old boy system. I'm tired of playing games. I'm tired of you standing up. That's why people love Trump, because he was raw. You know, whether you liked him or not, or his personality or not, he shot you straight.
Yep.
We're tired of the line and the rhetoric. People are done with it.
Well, you are a leader and a fighter who is willing to serve the people. And I think that trio right there of things is what politicians forget. Number one, that they need to be a leader, they need to be a fighter, and number three is the most important, is that they have to serve the people.
They believe public servants.
That's right. They believe they are above the people.
Yes.
Which
public servant and trustee. The Constitution says public servant, trustee. If you do not know how to serve the public, I've served the public for 18 years as a public school educator. If you cannot serve the public, listen, I've been cussed out. One time I had a daddy slap a child in the face before school because she didn't wash dishes fast enough. The child's mouth was bleeding when she came to school. I called DFACS when she was pouring blood. He came up there, threatened to kill me, cussed me out, all this, and he left. I had to endure it. I'm a public school educator. I couldn't cuss him back. Mm-hmm. I couldn't hit him back, you know? And so that's what it's like to be a public servant. It's not, I'm the top, and you're going to bow down and kiss my feet. It is bite your tongue, eat crow, and you serve the people. That's what that looks like. 100%. And right now, when I'm demanding a forensic audit in Georgia, and we've got thousands of people demanding it, and you're refusing to listen, you don't get to stay in your seat anymore because you're not serving the people of Georgia.
Absolutely. Now go to Vernon Jones's comment the other day when he commented. I think one of your followers reposted what Batty had put, and Vernon Jones commented on it. And he said, you should go with the candidate that's first. First is first. Right? So he's referencing what here is, what, this is who the GOP wants. This is who you should vote for.
Media.
Well, it's because I came out and said I won the audit first.
Right.
And my followers, he came out the next week and got all the media attention, not me. And so he says, first is first. He's being funny. And, you know, he started making all these play on words with my name. And I said, you know, he likes to attack women. This is nothing new. He does this all the time. And he also, he needs to understand we're going to judge him by the content of his character, not by the color of his skin, even though he wants us to. And it's constant all the time. We're not having it. I'm tired of the games. Don't tell me that you are the only one that can beat Stacey Abrams because you're black. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what color anybody is. That is what's wrong with America right now. We are brothers and sisters. I have best friends that are every race. But right now, the media has us all played against each other, looking at color and making us sensitive to color and won't have critical race theory to make kids sensitive to color. It is ridiculous. And for everybody to allow this, they are asking for us to have war with each other. It is crazy. And they got to stop. The media is out of control. They need to be censored.
Yeah, they're really driving people apart, and it seems, on purpose.
That's media... liberal logic, though. His tweet is liberal logic. Like, let me just use the color of my skin to move forward, whatever direction it is. And Republicans, Democrats, I think we're so tired of the whole division between indigenous, Asians, black, whatever color you are. Like, we're so tired of it. When I saw that, I was like, oh, no, he didn't. Like, he is so stuck in liberal ways he doesn't even understand.
That's all he knows.
You can't fake it. You can't fake being a conservative at this point. We're too awake.
My husband said, you do not change your core belief of who you are as a human. If you believe in abortion, if you believe in gun rights, if you believe in life from conception to death, simple moral beliefs. You do not change that without a salvation experience.
Yep. Well, and you know, from a Democrat Party perspective, if you wanted Stacey Abrams to win the election in 2022 in Georgia, the best thing that you could do is have one of your Democrats switch party and run against her. Mm-hmm. That would be the best tactic. Infiltration. You infiltrate that party, you get the nomination, and you lose. Now she becomes governor, and there's nothing you can do about it. So Georgia, I'm telling you, you might want to look at what's actually happening there, because they don't actually dislike each other. They probably actually like each other very much and probably communicate behind your guys' back. Now, I think what we need to do is we need to wake up Georgia, because here's the thing, is Vernon Jones was incredibly wrong. He's not the only one who can beat Stacey Abrams because of the color of his skin. The only person who can beat Stacey Abrams is the Georgia people who fix the freaking voting system in Georgia, because if you don't fix it, you're never going to win another election again. It's always going to be Stacey Abrams and her cronies.
True.
Yeah. Well, or Brian Kemp, because he has the power right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, whoever they choose.
Yep. And so... This voting thing needs to get fixed before any more elections happen, and it needs to be a nationwide audit on every county. And well, that's going to be massively intensive. That's going to cost a lot of money. Well, guess what? If the people are demanding it, if the people are saying, we want this, it has to happen. And Josh,
it's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable.
Right. Josh Barnett said that, I believe it was Georgia's constitution mandates that if you have just two people contest the election and ask for an audit, they are constitutionally obligated to have the audit. Not a, let's just take these little things that come out of the machine and go recount them. No, an actual physical audit of everything that was happening. And that's not what we had in Georgia. And all the Georgia numbers were 60% inaccurate from what we've seen. And this needs to happen in every county in the United States. We're only seeing just a few counties here. And I heard it today. Wisconsin just announced that they're going to do a recount audit now. But I don't know how intensive it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be something like mandated by the Senate that we saw in Arizona. But it needs to happen in every county. And people need to get active because if you stand up, it will happen. I'm telling you, if you stand up, it will happen.
And it needs to happen people. After, it needs to happen after every election now. We need to pick three or four counties, every state, randomly, and audit them. The IRS audits us. The food the FDA goes in and audits restaurants and, you know, looks at their cleanliness. Are you kidding me? Do you think all that's more important than our right to vote? And we have let this get out of control. You know, I don't know if I've said this here before, but I've said this many times. You start sinning a little bit, you know, just a little bit, and then you keep sinning and you sin and you sin, so you're out of control. They start cheating a little bit. 2002, we get electronic voting in Georgia, first state to do it. Other states started following, and then we keep on and on until we're out of control.
Yeah,
that's it.
Since you've been on here the last time, what's happened with your process in Georgia? I want to know this because I saw that you had I could tell you had a stressful week. It looked legit.
So what was my process in Georgia for what?
Last time you were on here, things were starting to move forward. And then you had just at that time, what was the last part? She had just got it.
I filed a grand jury petition.
Yes.
Friday was a week ago. And this past Thursday, the grand jury had the petition presented to them. And the DA has to leave the room for them to vote. And then if they're going to vote to hear the evidence. And then he comes back in. So he doesn't know the vote. And everything is sealed. And then the judge unseals it when they have, I guess, Superior Court. Well, it hasn't been unsealed. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they voted yes to hear it. They said they would give us 2 weeks notice via subpoena if they would hear our evidence. So that's kind of where I am with the grand jury in Cobb County. But I have several other things I'm working on too. Actually, Lynn and I were talking earlier about a couple of things, but I'm not going to say yet because you don't tell the devil everything you're doing yet.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But I will say this. I have arbitration on the table with the senators. And I've, been for over 2 months, served them with affidavits and the people, thousands of notices, and they're refusing to respond. They're, calling me or emailing me or trying to pat me on the head, but they're not doing an audit. And they're not actively moving toward an audit. And so, I can take them to arbitration and the arbitrator can rule they owe me $1,000 a day until they do the audit or whatever the arbitrator rules. But I haven't, that's on the table. That's not gone. I was trying to give them opportunity to do the right thing. People want to start doing recalls. I've heard, a lot of people reached out and said, we're ready to start recalling people. And that may be what has to happen. I don't know. But Georgia better get on it because we're not stopping.
Yep. Well, and this is the interesting thing because this is how I see it. We were talking about it last night. We mentioned it on the show, is that we have a lot of things coming to fruition here. We have Georgia. We have Arizona. We have Pennsylvania on the table. We have Wisconsin. We have Michigan. There's a lot of things happening. Trump has even come forth, and he starts talking about voter fraud again, election fraud again. We're still hearing nothing from the GOP over in Congress and Senate. But these people are not going to give back power. They are not just going to lay down, you guys presented the evidence. Okay, sorry. Well, our bad. Here we go. You can have all these positions. So
They're committed.
They're committed.
So we have to.
And they're going to take down everything that we stand for in order to keep their power. This includes our infrastructure, our cyber infrastructure. This includes our food supply, supply chains, grocery stores, bringing back mask mandates, resurgences of the virus. This is already what we're seeing. I saw Dr. Robert Malone, who is one of the pioneers in the mRNA vaccine industry. This guy is pro-vax. He's pro how all this is supposed to work. But he came out on Steve Bannon's show and said, Fauci's lying. The liberals are lying. The liberal media is putting out false information mixed with truthful information. He goes, the vaccine's never meant to create herd immunity. The vaccine was never meant to be a cure. And they should have known this, and they shouldn't be putting this out there. And now what are we seeing? We're seeing a resurgence of the virus right before the fall. I said this was going to happen back in January. So this is exactly what's going to happen, along with financial constraints. You have the financial system on a verge of collapse right now. The housing market on the verge of collapse. The moratoriums are up here at the end of this month. People are going to be evicted from their houses, and the government cannot step in and do anything because the Supreme Court just ruled against that. You have
the farmers.
You have cyber supply chain. You have the farmer shortages. You have the other supply shortages. Mm-hmm. You have the infrastructure. You have the pending cyber attack. They are going to utilize all the tools necessary to stop everything that's about to come out. But nothing can stop what's coming, from what I heard.
It's all a distraction.
Agreed.
It's all, and Vince is right. How committed are you? Because it's all a distraction. And Liam Wood said this earlier, and he is exactly right. They came at us with fear before. They made us scared. Mm-hmm. And they're going to try it again. And it ain't going to work this time.
Oh, yeah.
But they're coming at us again with fear. Yep. They want us to be scared, and we're not. And so you're right. They're going to smoke and mirrors, clown show, anything they can do to get us away from this audit. But how committed are you?
100%. And I would love to say that I know at least a good 10,000 people that are fairly damn committed. And they're ready to take back this country. They're ready to stand up for freedom, for free speech. They're ready to stand up for everybody's rights, left and right. Because that's the beautiful thing. Is America isn't represented by one party, right? Go ahead.
I want whatever the people want. Whoever that is. If it's somebody in the middle and they're not super conservative, but they're in the middle and that's who the people of Georgia want, I want what the people want. Mm-hmm. Because that's how our country was established. And if that's not what you want, you need to check yourself. Because it ain't about
damn
you.
Right.
It's about America.
Right. The one of the first things that you said, it was literally, I think if we played back the first episode when you came on, I think the first thing that you said was you don't really give a shit about winning governor. Like it would be great. And you want to be a servant to the people, but you want this audit to be fixed. And that's the big thing that I really loved about when that person on Twitter got Shane involved, and Shane is running, I think.
Libertarian, yes.
So he somebody got him involved in the conversation and said that they wanted Shane and all of this stuff. And I said, that's fine. But I haven't seen Shane do anything for this audit. He'll never win. If Candace comes in and doesn't have the support to fix this audit, and then he thinks he has a chance? Bro, come on. And like, that's not anything bad. It's just saying like your priorities are messed up, which means that your head isn't in the right place and you can't prioritize tasks, and it's not a good thing. And you know, if he wants to run for governor later on down the road, that's great. But like, it just shouldn't be where I look at his Twitter and he doesn't even know anything that's going on with the Georgia audit. And he's out here, people are coming at me on my posts saying, you know, Shane, he'll never be there.
Well, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. And I mean it. And I hope U.S. senators, U.S. House members, state, they all listen to me from Georgia. If you are not actively pushing for this audit, and I can tell you how many you're doing it, it's very few. You don't deserve to be in your seat.
Yep.
You don't deserve to be there. This is about America. This is about losing our entire republic. This is about Georgia being so embarrassed in the news constantly. If you are not advocating as an election activist right now, you need to sit down.
It's down.
And technically, if what happened with the results from the elections ends up being fraud, proven 100%, which, I mean, we all know that's the case, but let's just say on paper, to everybody's eyes, if you sit back idly and don't do anything when you witness a crime, isn't that a crime itself?
You would think.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do when we're getting new judges put in who are anti-Trump judges appointed even this week, in the last week, so that if we get an audit, because they're getting worried, that's why they've called in GBI and other people, if we get an audit to make sure they don't decertify.
Yep.
Hmm.
So we just think Arizona's bad. We ain't seen nothing yet. But it's okay, because, like Josh said earlier, everything's supposed to hit fan, and it's supposed to crumble like a cookie.
Well, you had Senator Borelli today in Arizona calling for charges should be levied. People should be prosecuted in Arizona for what happened.
I love Senator Borelli. He's awesome.
This is just with what little evidence. Well, not little, but this is just what evidence he's seen. And it needs to happen. Look what's happening in France right now with Marcon. They're dumping horse manure on his house. They breached the gates of his house. They're setting guillotines outside of the chambers, of the house chambers. This is legit. Look what's happening right now in Washington, D.C. that no news is reporting. The news that is reporting on it, you have Cuban Americans surrounding the White House all throughout Washington, D.C. What you're not hearing is they have Trump flags. They're yelling peace and freedom. But what you're seeing in the news is that, oh, they're saying that Joe Biden needs to help get Cuba more COVID vaccines. That's not what they're saying. That's not what they're doing. The Cuban population has been pro-Trump for a very long time, specifically in Florida. And the reason they are pro-Trump is because they understand what communism and socialism is and what it does to a country and how horrific it can be when it wreaks its havoc on those dissenters against it.
You know what, Josh? Trump won by so big. He won by so big. And Biden lost by so low.
Yep.
I mean, the numbers are so, like, you can't win by record numbers and then win by record numbers. And you both have these record numbers, okay? No. It's opposite. It's opposite. So if they come at us, it's going to be bad. Like, that's why we're not stopping. This isn't going away, because this is a movement. And we're going to keep we're going to get our country. We're not giving our country up. It's inside of us to be a fighter, a pioneer. That's in us. Our founding fathers, they pioneered this land to worship Jesus. We're not just giving it up. It's not going to just happen like that.
I agree. Yep. You know, our founding fathers were highly smart and intelligent men who laid the groundwork for this to be the best place in the world. And for a long time, it was. But most Americans, they fell asleep. They let it happen. They watched it happen, and they lay ignorant to as it passed by. They let in communism. They let in socialism and said, you know, it's okay. It's just a little bit. It's okay. It's just a little bit. But just like a poison that builds up with you, after a while, eventually it's going to start taking out organs and kill you. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
We were working. We were raising our families. We were paying our taxes. Yep. We were doing the right thing, the Christian thing, the good thing to do. We didn't realize that these elected politicians were doing all these backroom deals and hijacking our country. But now we know.
Now we know, and now they need to be held responsible. And however that means is we need to put the right people in place first. We need to stop the voter fraud 100%, get back control of the election process. And I don't mean control in the sense as the right needs control of it. I'm saying the people have control of the election process to where it's fair, it's honest, it's open, it's truthful. When that happens, honest people can get elected into those positions, the people who rightfully deserve it. And from there, we can produce policies to counteract all this screwed up dictation and policy that has come about through these tyrannical and oppressive SOBs that have run this country for the last 30 years and kept themselves in power and a flow of wealth to them and their families.
And when people realize, like, it disappoints me, honestly, to see that many people showing up for a Trump rally, and not in a bad way, but kind of. I mean, Trump isn't here right now. Trump can't save us. He's not going to come and save us. And if you guys remember one of those clips right after Joe Biden was inaugurated, he was golfing. And one of the first clips everybody was freaking out about was he was golfing and somebody questioned him and said, when are you going to be back in office? And he said, I don't know. We're going to find out because it's up to us. It's up to us. We have to do it. No one is coming to save us. Trump can't save you. You can listen to him on TV, but honestly, I'm not doing much of that anymore because I'm focused on the real things right in front of me. That's getting an audit in my state. That's being there for, it's 2022. We don't have anybody running for governor right now in Indiana. And I'm on my governor because he's about to lock us down. Daddy, and I can't wait for that because, oh yeah. If we recall Holcomb, I have a lot of voters in Indiana. A lot of people follow me, but he's about to lock us down again, and I'm ready to just pounce because he's low key and a snake in the grass, and I'm just waiting for him to really mess up. But the point is that how are all these people showing up for Donald Trump when he's not relevant right now? He doesn't matter.
Because he's got good marketing. He's got good marketing. I'm not going to lie. It's all
about... But show up for Candace Taylor.
Well, that's...
Show up for
Chad. That's what I'm saying. Is he's got a built-up email distribution link to probably 80, 90 million people that blast out, hey, I'm going to be here. And you got that traveling crowd that goes along with him. And nothing against them. They're great people. We got to get Candace out to the people of Georgia. We got to get her in front of the people in Georgia. And we will. We're going to do this. We know how to do it. We have the plan. I'm not going to allow the devil to know our secrets. But we have the plan. And we can do it. And we can do it in every state with any candidate that we truly do believe will serve the people. And that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're white or black or if you're educated or uneducated, vaccinated or unvaccinated, if you're left or right or whatever, if you watch, you know, this channel or that channel. It's all about how you are going to represent the people, how you're going to serve the people. And we talked about this on our late night show. We talked about natural law. And we talk about the law of man and the law of God. And this is critically important to understand because when the laws of man are created, these were given to us by God, but they're dictated, they're controlled and organized by man. And it's our job to preserve those laws of man. It's our job to hold that office to a level of sanctitude to where we know that it's going to represent us in that same fashion that God dictates down to it to have those laws be portrayed. And so that's what we have to understand here is we have to bring that to the level of representation. It's who's going to represent us the best. And I'm telling you, if I lived in Georgia, that lady right there.
Well, with that being said, then here's the example, Candace. If you were the Texas governor, and Joe Biden came into office and said, "Open the borders," what would you say?
No.
No, because it's not up to Joe Biden.
That's right.
The Tenth Amendment.
Read the Constitution. The federal government was there for foreign issues. States were supposed to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And we have to get back to that. They have overreached long enough. That's why we're in the mess we're in. We got to stop the madness. Yep. We have seriously got to go back to the Constitution or we're going to lose it. But you're right, Josh. Communism is here. Like, communism is already in Georgia. It's in Indiana. Mm-hmm. It's in California. It's in Texas. It's everywhere. It's in America. Mm-hmm. And we have to push back. We are hanging on by a thread.
Yep. And behind that communism is a global system of governance that I promise you, you don't want, whether you're on the left side or the right side. It is a few of the things that I learned today about... you know, Soros and Gates just bought MoLogic, this company that does these tests. They buy it 3 days before the CDC announces that they're going to get rid of PRC tests because they're highly inaccurate, and they're going to move to a new testing model that has a higher accuracy rate. They can also detect
coincidence.
And I called them out last week for this is genetic material collection. And I like being a conspiracy theorist because I'm able to string those pearls. I'm able to look and see what's happening. And so far, if you go back to all the way to January of everything I've said, man, it's bad. Because I don't want
the dots.
Yeah, I don't want to be right. Listen, I don't want to be right. Because that's some scary shit, okay? But so far, I've been spot on. And that's not good. And if I'm spot on about this other part that I'm kind of drawing something up about for, oh, you do not want these people in power. You do not want them anywhere near your genetic material. And you don't want them anywhere near deadly viruses. I promise you.
And well, so, I feel like there's something, like I feel it in the atmosphere. Like it feels something's not right. And yeah. I mean, I know like all the distractions we talked about earlier, but there's also just this weightiness. And if you're spiritual at all, or believe in God, or I don't know, believe in energy, like there's just something not right.
Yep. We call it the jello. So since last year, we call it this resistance that we've all been moving through energetically. And we call it like this jello. It's just like this massive, like slow, lethargic. You're kind of always drained of energy and beat down. And you can feel something building. You can feel this tension in the air. It's like, if you ever been to a party right before a fight breaks out, you can cut the air with a knife. It's kind of like that. And that's not a good place to be. But I think what we're about to see is something that this world has not seen probably for thousands of years. Something at such an epic scale that it is going to be considered biblical in many fashions.
Yeah, and it's scary. Like, it's scary because, like, I can always feel when something big is coming. I cannot sleep. I'll go days without sleeping. And when I do sleep, it's just lucid dreaming and it's hectic. Like, it's very hectic in there. But I just feel this uneasy feeling, and it really makes me feel like, you might not feel this way, but, like, protect Candace Taylor. Protect the people that are speaking out, because this is a very scary thing. I'm worried about Arizona, and I almost feel like it is a good thing that things are being postponed until these other states get things in order, because can you imagine what would happen with these people in Arizona and like the risks that they're taking when people see that this audit happens and then everything is like good? They're like, oh my gosh, we got the audit. But then what? Then what for these people that did it? Are people going to remember them or keep their eye on them? Because the pressure's gone at that point. Nobody's watching them. And that's when things happen after the fact. Mm-hmm. And they try to get rid of somebody or whatever. And that's not okay with me. I feel like we have to get Georgia going. Indiana has to get going. Texas is on the brink, but they're waiting for Congress now. And that's the thing too, is then you see Warren come out today and say, get out your pen, Joe Biden, and bypass Congress for the student loan relief bill. You're really going to get out your pen. Warren can say, get out your pen and bypass Congress. But the 80 million American people, and I guarantee you it's a lot more, are saying, bypass Congress. We're telling you to do it. We don't even need anybody. We don't need any of them to say that we could do it. We said we want it done. We're the boss. That's it.
Well, the boss. The problem there with Joe Biden and his pen and executive orders, and we've seen this pertaining to other presidents and actually Supreme Court cases before, is the legal precedent. And this is actually what happened with DACA and why the ruling that when Trump tried to overturn DACA and the Supreme Court ruled against him was actually in favor of Trump. Basically, what that came out and said is that DACA was not law and could not be implemented as law. It is more as a policy agreement for that administration and the bureaucracy to run with. And after that president leaves office, even though the executive order is still there, that it does not dictate law. Therefore, Congress is the only one who can make law. So if Joe Biden swings his pen and cancels all student loan debt, he can be sued. And he will be sued by banks. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And he should be sued by the American people.
The money that they just keep doing, like, I can't even conceptualize the money. It's got to, I mean, that's why I just know it's going to all fall, because, like, there's no way. Like, you can't just keep doing this with the money. And, like Maddie said, the thing is, we can alter, reform, abolish our government whenever we want. Yep. They all swore to uphold that. So we just got to hold them accountable. We can't let down. We can't stop. We got to be committed, like Vince said. We cannot let up at all. I know people are tired, and it is like going through sludge, kind of like Josh said, jello, but it's like the sludge. You know, you get tired, you get burnt out. And I was kind of that way last week because of I wanted that grand jury to kind of pop faster than it did. But in reality, we just got to keep getting creative ideas from God and keep pushing forward. This is our government. We have it here. We have the framework here. I mean, if you look at it, we're a lot more progressed than we were in the very beginning. So we can get it back on track. Mm-hmm. We just got to get it back on track.
That's right. And it starts with all of you out there, all of us right here, and taking back our local and state governments. Because the 10th Amendment gives each state an individual sovereignty from the federal government, and it's only the union of those states within their sovereign individual powers through the consent of the people that holds that union together, of which that union can be removed at any time. And so if you can get the clasp of the federal government and their money, like Candace is saying, out of those states, you can have sovereignty back in your state and you can have freedom back in your state. And this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to bankrupt the United States. They're trying to bring it to a point of bankruptcy. They're trying to collapse the U.S. dollar, to move it away from the world reserve currency, because when they do that, the United States now becomes a developing nation again. Everything will begin to crumble, from infrastructure to corporations, to the economy, and so forth. And that's what they want.
They want the Hunger Games. They want the capital.
That's it.
They want an elitist, and they want poor.
Yep.
That's it. They don't want the middle class. They want the middle class collapsed, because we can fight back. We have the power. We have more power than they do. Mm-hmm. We have the power. We are the numbers. We're the workers. We're the ones that sustain this country. They have to collapse us to take us, and they're not going to collapse us. Do y'all hear me? They're not going to. Do not lay down and play dead. Get up.
Damn right. Damn right. Batty, I know you got something to say over there.
Yeah, quick, because who, think about this, okay, for a second. You know, the trade, it's the trade things. One person needed something, whatever. Who do we owe this money to? We're the world leader.
Right.
Who's the world $120 trillion in debt to?
That's the thing, yeah.
We're in debt. Like, who do we owe this money to? What do we... Okay, we're in debt, like, because you guys all spent it, but, like, who do we owe this money to? Air? We don't.
I hear what you're saying.
We don't have somebody that needs to collect.
You're breaking up pretty bad, Batty, but you're absolutely right. Who does the world owe this debt to? Who does the United States owe this debt to? It's private organizations, private corporations, globalists, and foreign nations, and that's a very, very bad place to be in, especially when the founding fathers were completely against us. They were okay with the taking in of money and loans from foreign countries or banks, as long as the repay plan was not something that would indebt the people of the country for centuries, which is exactly what it is. And so the economic fuel that they have right now, the way they can crash the economy, the way they can control the economy, we've been seeing it this whole year. Everything that you've been looking at is one methodology to control the economy, and it's a scary sight because a lot of pensions and a lot of 401ks are at risk here. And with the implementation of ESG standards coming down from the World Economic Forum and being implemented on the corporate and the governmental levels, I mean, this whole vaccination thing, Joe Biden is announcing Thursday vaccinations for the entire federal government. This is going to be an ESG standard for every business. And I know that there's businesses out there right now that already put out the mandate that everybody has to be vaccinated by this date. Watch. It's going to come down. And here's the thing. This comes out on the same day that CDC director comes out and says, oh, well, if you get vaccinated, it doesn't really protect you. You still got to wear a mask. It doesn't give you immunity. It's not going to really do anything for you except make you just as contagious as an unvaccinated person. So what's the point?
Yeah.
population control.
There you go. Because people are dying from comorbidities if they get the vaccine.
Am I here?
A little bit. Still a little broken up. They love you over there in Indiana.
Yeah,
I just got completely booted out.
I know. You're still delayed and all like
trying to, if you're listening. China, if you're listening.
Still laggy.
She said, China, if you're listening, I hate you.
Jim, the FBI agent who is listening to my phone, please turn Baddie's internet back on. Okay, guys, come on. And I'm telling you, that's one thing is, if I'm talking to like a buddy or something, I leave my phone in the other room. But they can still hear you. That's the scary thing. It's like you have to go outside down the road to the docks to talk about this stuff nowadays.
I saw a meme that reminds me of where people used to be in their houses when we had cord phones and be like, don't be talking about that. They're going to put a wiretap in our house. And then go to a new scene with somebody like, hey, wiretap. And then asks their wiretap a question through the internet, you know, as Siri.
Right. Hey, wiretap. Call Siri wiretap.
Yeah.
I like that. My Chinese guy that watches me, he's just jealous of, that me and Candace are best friends. So
best rap. Best rap.
Right. He's probably, they're red-pilled.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's my FBI agent, Jim. He's pretty red-pilled by now. It was funny. I had a... when I first got like one of a video deleted on YouTube, I contacted YouTube and I got this guy and he goes, this is Josh from the Red Pill Project. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, dude, I watch your show all the time.
You're like, really? Are you interfering?
Like, really? And he's like, no, man. And he goes, I'm looking at your account right now. He goes, this is weird. I've never seen anything like this. He goes, I'm going to escalate this up because none of this makes any sense that you have these. He said there are certain restrictions, and I got all the chat. He said there are certain restrictions they put. There's some things happening on your account that don't seem right. And he actually put it up. And they unlocked it. He unlocked it that day. 3 days later, I was deleted. Oh. Thank you, YouTube. We hate you, too. And it's only going to get worse with the censorship. Big tech censorship, they don't care.
And they're all in. They're also all in.
Yeah, and if they get their way with the repealing of Section 230 and the implementation of this medical health disinformation system that they're trying to put in place, watch out. Because this is... Listen, guys, it was doctors who rounded up the Jews in Nazi Germany. Okay? It was doctors who said, yeah, this is probably the best thing to do for the sanctitude of public health. Just remember that. And it's going to be unvaccinated people that are going to be headed to FEMA camps. And I hate to say it like that, but everything that we're seeing from DeSantis's bill, the Cuomo's bill, the Cuomo saying that we're going to... Cuomo just said yesterday. Candace, did you hear this? Governor of New York just said yesterday. The time for lollygagging is over. We're going to go door to door, and we're going to convince people to get in a car. Not their car. A car. And drive down and get them a jab in their arm. De Blasio said today that the time for games is over. It's time for people to get jabbed. Joe Biden going to vaccinate the whole federal government. And the same day that the CDC director comes out and says, well, this is ineffective. It's actually producing the Delta variant. And many people are dying from it. This is population control times 1,000. It's being implemented by big tech, big politics, elitist, globalist corporations, and everybody else who is in cahoots with these SOBs.
I hope they're watching.
Oh, they are.
I hope they're watching, because let me tell you, my God, let Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego come out of the fiery furnace with not even the smell of smoke. So if they come at me to force me to do something, they're probably going to die themselves supernaturally. So I hope they're ready.
Well, we were just talking about the laws of nature and natural law. And that's the thing, is these Satanists, is they have to abide by natural law. And the moment the people take the consent back, this is why the founding fathers understood. They understand one thing that derived from the Magna Carta and from all the prerequisite materials that went into the Constitution is natural law is the law of nature directed by God. And you cannot violate natural law or things will happen to you that will wreck you for lifetimes to come. And this is the thing, is once the people take the consent and the power back in their hands, it's game over. And guess what, guys? America is woke. America is awakening. We see what's happening. We see what they are rolling out. And we are not going to put up with this any much longer. It is over. This game is over. And we're coming for you. Not in a violent or a crazy or radical way, but we're coming for you. We're coming for your power. And we're going to take that power back into the hands of the people under the consent of the people as it was originally derived by the U.S. Constitution.
That's right. What was you going to say, Vince? I interrupted you.
I don't recall, but I was just going to add to that, that people are taking every legal route we can in order to make things the way we want it to be, you know? But Josh is absolutely right. We have the laws given to us by God, right? Everything else is up to us.
That's it.
Whatever we build on top of that.
Yeah, we can't just sit here and do nothing. It's not just going to happen. Batty said that earlier. She's right. Trump's not our savior. We have to do something. This is our country. It's ours. It's our inheritance. This is our inheritance. People want to get inheritance when somebody dies. This is it, babe. This is it. So either you take it and you fight for it or you lose it.
That's right. I talked to Jay right before we came on, and he had a good show last night. Jay's our other co-host. And he was saying, he's like, people need to get off the couch. They need to get active. And a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to run for office. Well, you don't have to run for office. Get active. Write an email. Call up your congressman, your senator. Do a part. Join a community like the Social Red Pill or what we're doing, right? Join Candace's fighting movement in Georgia, right? But, you know, the thing is people need to produce action. Because the most important lesson that I've learned, and this is a Christian story, is what I was told a long, long time ago, is there was a flood coming, and the old man's in his house, and he was a faithful old man to God, and he always believed that one day God would save him. And the policeman goes and knocks on his door and says, old man, there's a flood coming. You need to evacuate your house. He goes, God loves me. God will save me. Well, the flood comes, and it floods his whole first floor of his house. So he goes up, and he's laying in his bedroom. And next thing you know, a boat comes up to his window, and it's a few firemen. They knock on his window, and they go, old man, you need to come with us because there's going to be more water coming. The flood is going to get higher. He goes, had faith my whole life. God is going to save me. The next day, the old man is on the roof of his house. In comes a Coast Guard on a helicopter. They say, old man, you need to come with us because the flood is only going to get higher. He says, nope, I don't think you understand. I've had faith my whole life, and God is going to come down, and God is going to save me. The next day, they find the old man's body floating in the water. He goes up there, sees St. Peter's, walks past the pearly gates, walks towards God and goes, God, I don't get it. I've had faith in you my whole life. And I believe, just as you said, you would save me. He goes, what are you talking about? I said a policeman. I said a fireman. I said the Coast Guard. And you declined all of them. The moral of the story, God works through you. God works through you and me. And I believe it was Candace that said that this was not a fight meant for a giant on a giant, for Trump to fight for us, but in sense, David versus Goliath, for the little guy to rise up against the tyranny, against the oppression, and crush that system down to the ground and rebuild onto it the foundations of freedom which were established in the United States Constitution.
In fact, we've got people like Liam Wood and Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Michael Flynn that we need to stand up for, and Mike Lindell, that they are the big names and they couldn't save us.
Yep.
And we have an obligation to them, especially Sidney and Lynn and Rudy, who have their bar threatening them, their law, their certification, mm-hmm. debar them. We should be fighting for them. We should be, no, you're not doing that. The Bar Association isn't in the Constitution. You don't get to take that away from them. They've worked all these years, the best attorneys in the world, and because they're fighting for what's right, you don't get to do that. And we have to stand up. It's going to be the people. It's going to be the Davids. It's going to be the Gideons with a small army. We don't have to have the biggest army because God is supernatural. And this country was created on him. And we're going to win. We're not losing America. We are not. What would the world be like without America? Really? Like, what hope would they have?
China?
What would any other country look for? Yeah. Well, I mean, America is the beacon of hope.
Yeah. Well, because if there's no America, then everything would most likely be China. So there would be no Japan. So all that cool technology would be gone. There would be no Europe. So all the people with sticks up their ass would be gone. there'd be no people who are ignorant to how the world works like most Americans. So it'd be a whole bunch of zombies walking around controlled by technology and AI. I don't want that place. I want to be able to go out in nature. I want to be able to go out there and be able to create a business and build it up to whatever I want to build it up to with my own willpower, my own knowledge, not being told what to do by some ruling power or elite. That's what America, I don't think people understand that truthfully around the world, is that that is what America allows people to do. They'd be like, well, we have capitalism here, I can do that. Oh yeah, go to China. What happens in China when you take that capitalistic mentality, you go out, create a business, and you disappear for 3 months and come back and start praising the Communist Party like Jack Ma, right? That's what happens in those countries. Or you go to Europe and you go out there and start a business. It doesn't become good when you have to pay 60 and 80% tax rates because they have so many socialist programs implemented within their democracy that if you go to work at Burger King, you're getting paid on average 30 euros an hour, but you're at a 60% tax rate. You know, one thing they don't say about a lot of these European socialist countries is that the tax rate actually decreases the more wealthier you get because you become less dependent upon the government and less dependent on the social system. Huh. Well, they didn't think about that. But this is the thing, is America is a beacon of hope around the world, exactly as Candace said, because guess what? It's all about you and the energy you put into the system. You can be anything you want to be here, and nobody can stop you or get in your way. But if these people have their way, that will be gone. That glimmer of hope to be something, to create something, will be gone. I don't want that. I don't want that. And I'll fight to death so my kids can have that opportunity.
Me too. I'm not living in China.
No. No, my
Betty, you back.
Likewise.
Miss Robot voice.
What? Can you hear me?
A little bit. A little broken.
Mostly.
I'm here. All right. You guys, this app just keeps closing down and then coming back on. My whole phone is glitching.
They love you.
Wow.
We can hear you.
Okay, good. I'm back.
All right.
Your video is a little crazy, but your voice sounds good.
Yeah, you could turn off your video because if it's a bandwidth problem, then your audio will come through.
Okay.
Let's see if that works a little bit better.
Good?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's me in that. That's me in the screen.
The little blob.
Yeah, she's cute.
Man, all right, Betty, what do you got to say?
I'm pumped after that conversation.
I'm like ready to go to war. I'm like, okay, well, let's go and like sharpen some sticks and like get our flags and like go to war.
Hold the line. I saw the meme yesterday of, is Mel Gibson trying to show us something? And it was
hold.
Yep. It was The Patriot. It was all of his movies that he's played in. So they had Passion of Christ, The Patriot. It was all about God, country, America, all about fighting the good fight, Braveheart, right? Fighting against tyranny and oppression. Conspiracy theory, right? And it's like, huh, interesting. But, I wish we could get someone like Mel Gibson on the show. That'd be absolutely awesome because those are, you know, it matters what people say. It truly does. You know, going back to this Vernon Jones guy, it's the one reason that I dislike him because he's an establishment politician. And I think that he is there to help get Stacey Abrams elected.
Not only that, heartedly. You can't say one thing and then do another. You know, we're looking at the character. We're not listening to what you say.
Yep. No, he likes to rape women. He likes to down talk people. He likes to steal money. That's not who Georgia wants. And that's who Georgia won't get, because guess what? A vote. There you go. Here's your new campaign slogan, Candace. A vote for Vernon Jones is a vote for Stacey Abrams.
There you go. people don't want Stacey.
Nope.
I heard that.
That's a good slogan.
Daddy will do a video about that.
We need to put billboards all over Georgia stating a vote for Vernon Jones is a vote for Stacey Abrams. Vote Candace Taylor.
Yep. Voted it. Hey, this is the thing. And I mean, people were like, what are we going to, like last night I went to a meeting 3 hours away and they were like, what are we going to do if we don't get the audit? I'm like, we're getting it. Like, what if we don't? And I'm like, we're getting it. There's not an if we don't. Like, y'all don't understand. If we don't, we have no country. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no plan B. There's no, the only plan B is that, okay, they don't do the audit, but they get rid of the machines because we go to paper ballots and they choose to do the right thing. That's not going to happen. So we get the audit. But people, they're like, well, we can't vote if we, on those same machines. I'm like, that's why we got to get rid of the machines.
Yeah.
It's our government. Like, we got to get, you know, Josh and Dave, you know, Dave Jose and Josh Burnett, they always say this. We have to educate the people. We have to teach them, you have the power. Like, you, we have been preconditioned to think they have the power. The only power they have is our power. We've wielded them through voting for them. Like, it's our power. If we want paper ballots, we want an audit, we get it. It's mm-hmm. our government. The government belongs to us. It doesn't belong to them.
100%.
And we have to keep saying it over and over and get it in their mind. Well, then what do? I don't know how to enact it. I don't know how to, well, you call, you send letters, you do face-to-face visits, you do recalls, you do notices, you do affidavits, you do town hall meetings, you educate other people, you band together, you don't stop, you keep on, you fight, on. There's so many things you can do besides just running for office. You just don't stop.
You know, that's why I like this woman, because she's a fighter. She never gets up, and she will never give up. And that's the thing. Is everything that she's saying, by the way, you guys, we have a constitutional action group that we're creating. Josh Barnett and Dave said they're going to put on a Zoom call for us, so we're getting that set up. We're just waiting for the scheduling to come out. So everybody joining that group, that'll be coming out very shortly. And we're going to get all these documents and stuff like that. We're going to get all trained on how to do this. And we're going to turn our platform into this mechanism of action, of activism, of political and voter activism to go out there. Because this is what the left did. This was their one tool, their one technique that they utilize against us is political activism. They were getting their butts whooped by conservatives for so long, and conservatives didn't even have to do anything, that they decided to fight back and start taking over the political system. And that's exactly what they did. They infiltrated it, and they won. And then once they won, they maintained it by cheating. And now it's our turn to get back in there and bring it back to an equal battlefield and remove the cheating, but get ourselves back in there and get a mixture of ideas back in the playing field and get that community reestablished of how it was originally supposed to run.
That's right. And get the diversity of working class and younger millennials, not just 65 is the average age of Congress. Mm-hmm. We have to have wisdom and passion. We have to have both.
100%. Batty, how you doing over there? Oh, no. Well, as Batty works on her
internet, I can't keep in the conversation because I can't hear everything.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Say something really profound, Batty.
It's at 5G in Indiana.
We're not going to have a civil war like the Democrats think that we're going to.
No.
We're going to have a revolution. Huge difference. We're going to grab torches and pitchforks. And I mean, I'm ready to grab the AK and walk the streets.
Well,
But if they don't get their shit together real quick.
Well, and that's a great perspective.
I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Now, it's interesting that you say this, Batty, because I was talking with a friend earlier, and he was like, I'm ready to grab my guns. I'm ready to go out into the road and start marching down. And I said, well, you'll be shot if you do that. That's just dumb. But, you know, the left doesn't understand that what the right means by a civil war is not the right fighting in the streets against minions of the left. It's really going down to the politicians, all of them, no matter what their party is, and holding them responsible for what's happening. And however they can imagine that can happen, that's what we talk about when we talk about a revolution or a civil war, is holding our politicians responsible, just like what's happened with Marcon in France, where they're dumping horse manure on his house. They break into his house. Well, I'm not condoning any of this, but I'm saying what you will see is something very similar to that here in America. It's not going to be people fighting in the streets amongst each other. It's not going to be a civil war of the North versus the South where people are going to stand in the line and get shot. It is not going to be anything like that. And if that's what they're planning for, they got another thing coming, because what it's going to be is it's going to be what Batty just said. Pitchforks, Molotov cocktails, and guillotines. And that's, I'm not condoning this. I'm not saying this is what I'm doing or any of us are going to do. But I can tell you is that's how it will end up if they continue down this road of corruption, of neglect, and of treason, and tyrannical and oppressive implementation.
I don't want that either. I don't think that it would even have to have a shot. Just the intimidation would literally freak them out. But people standing together without a weapon is going to do the same thing. And also in Indiana, you're allowed to walk the street with a group of people if you are aiming down. So if you didn't know, you know.
And so to my FBI agent, Jim, I don't condone any of that. I'm being very truthful. I do not condone any of that.
FYI, fun fact, Batty said.
Yeah, just in case.
I've been very peaceful. I mean, I look for peaceful means. I served 10 years in the United States military, and you know what I found out? Is that could only serve for so long. That can only serve for so long. Sometimes there is certain times that you have to respond to certain situations like that. And I am not going to be the one to call that out. I'm not going to be the one to call that. I'll let someone else call that ball. I'll let the generals who are leading this charge for constitutional consent to be brought back to this country, I'll let them lead that charge, because they probably know better than I do when that point of no return is. I don't. But in the meantime, what we can do is we can do our part. We can take action. We can get involved in our local and our state governments. We get involved in the auditing of our local and state governments. And we can hold our elected officials responsible with our First Amendment and with the consent that we grant them, because they deserve, or we deserve, to hear back from them, because they represent us. They are public servants to us. If they can't return our phone calls, if they can't return our emails, then it is time to go down there, knock on their damn door, and demand answers.
We have to be laser focused. Like right now, and I know, you know, some people are like, I'm sick of hearing about the audit. Tell us what you're going to do about policy. I'm like, yo, I can talk policy all day long, but it doesn't matter. And I mean, I do, like, I'll tell them what I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I want prison reform, I want, you know, your teacher autonomy back, I want to cut, you know, this and that. Bottom line is, if we're not laser focused on the audit, and that's not what we focus on, we're going to lose time. Yep. And we have 22 months in most states, 24 in Georgia. And after that, they can shred it all. They can dispose of it all. And so we have a window of time to get this right. And President Trump said the other day, whenever he was giving his speech, you can't go into 2022 or 2024. I've been saying that for 2 months, probably four months. You cannot go on to 2022 or 2024 until we get 2020 right, or we're going to be back doing the same thing again, and then we're going to solidify it. We've sealed the deal. We're done. Because they're never going to go back and fix what they messed up. It's just going to get more corrupt people in that didn't get elected, and it's just going to be over.
Yep.
Game over. We have to stay focused on the audit, push for it, creative ideas. Listen, we were created in the image of God. He is the creator. We can come up with what we have to do to get this done. It's not rocket science. It's simple procedural things. Pray and move and do not stop until we get every state to break and do the audit.
Yeah. And with a revolution, like, straight up, I'm not lying. Like, I don't think we're ever going to need to get to that. We shouldn't, because we have our freedoms. They just need to get moving, because the people are getting pissed off. Like, we're over it. We've been talking for 7 months now. It's ridiculous. But we're, like, in the sense of we have freedoms. We have a constitution that supports us. And with that, being the world leader and being the free world, we have responsibility. We cannot misuse the constitution. We cannot just go out and do things because we're thinking unrationally. We have to do things with a process and stay calm, stay focused, and don't let all these distractions get to us and get us even more mad. They're setting themselves up to piss off groups of people that are now waking up. You have the people protesting at the White House, Cuba, about Cuba. You have the nurses, but now they're pissed. You have all of these things. Liberals are starting to get censored on TikTok because they're arguing with us, and they're like, what the hell? Like, they're mad. Like, they're mad. So you have all of these people that are starting to wake up, and with the Constitution, we have a responsibility to never misuse it, because then it doesn't have the same sense when you just start to get mad for no reason and throw a temper tantrum and think that you're going to have a revolution. That's not the point. If you guys heard any of that.
Heard it all.
Oh, you did?
Got it.
Heard it all.
Well said.
Video is a little...
Oh.
But everything else is...
Thank you.
But fantastic. Well, Candace, what do you have coming up here in the next few weeks?
Well, I told you all, tomorrow I'm going to be going to Augusta to do a candidate meet and greet. And Vernon Jones will be there. I'll be there. And Governor Kemp hasn't responded, so I don't know if he's going or not, but... we'll be doing that in Augusta tomorrow, and then this weekend, I'm going to actually not do any campaigning, I don't think, on Saturday, and take my kids school shopping. And so this is like the first Saturday I have had off in probably 5 months. Wow. So, I know, and I'm super excited. So Friday night, I have like a little meet and greet fundraiser thing, but then Saturday, I'm going to spend some time with the kids. They like to order clothes online, but they also like to go in and kind of handpick stuff too. So we're going to do that. And then I just have like every week, you know, new like TV stations set up that are local, or I have different rallies. I have a rally in Rome I'm doing the week after next. And September 11th, I'm going to be in Kentucky with Brad Barton and General Flynn and Matt Lindell and Lynn and just a pile of people up there for September 11th.
Clay Clark?
No, it's Brad Barton doing it.
Okay.
Do you know Brad? Do you know Brad Barton?
I do not.
Yeah, you should get Brad on here. He's awesome. He, that would be awesome. When he goes live, he gets like 10,000 people just like that. He has a little talk show with Brad. He said he's like cornbread. he's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's a mess. But you love Brad. But yeah, he's kind of put this whole thing together, and we're going to go and speak there. And I'm just trying to like focus on doing some big rallies around the state, so I can reach people, because going to these little GOP meetings, I love meeting the people, but it is exhausting for me physically. I put 37,000 miles on my car in the last several months. And so I'm tired, and I'm working full time. I went back to school today. And so I'm working at the board office, but I mean, I'm back full time. And so I've got to start, you know, doing bigger events with my time. But I'm just focused on the audit. So I go and talk about the audit, and I tell the people, you know, go do the notices on my website and do the affidavits and call and put pressure. And if you have any influence with your legislators, you know, make sure that you use it. This is the time for you to use it and call in those favors and say, listen, this is what we want. So just, you know.
Awesome. Well, if you guys are looking to get a hold of Candace or find out everything that she's doing, you can go to CandaceTaylor.com, I believe. And if you're looking for an easy link, all you have to do is redpills.tv/Candace, and that'll take you directly to CandaceTaylor.com. Very easy one. Remember, it's redpills.tv/Candace. Very easy one right there. Candace, as always, absolutely awesome to have you on. I can't wait till you come back on again, because we can sit here and just talk for hours upon hours upon hours, because there is so much to talk about.
And Josh, I could tell your followers this. I talked to Liam Wood today, and he may come on your show and be with your viewers. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be absolutely amazing, because I would love to talk to Lynn and you at the same time, and just... it would be an amazing conversation. So if Lynn wants to come on, he is more than welcome to come on anytime that he wants. He can use this as his mouthpiece. We'll stream live for him or you anytime that you guys want. Absolutely. Because that's what this is about.
It'd be fun. I love your viewers. Thank y'all for letting me come.
Thank you, Candace.
And the best.
All of you out there, much love, respect, God bless, take care, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.